And speaking of Smartify, right now it's time for our weekly Wisconsin News Roundup.
Noah Ovshinsky joins us. The latest state political poll lets us know how voters are feeling about presidential candidates and Governor Walker.
Wisconsin has joined five other states in a lawsuit aimed at the Affordable Care Act.
And state lawmakers have started appointing officials to the new Ethics and Elections Boards.
And we'll cover all those stories right now with WPR's news director, Noah Ovshinsky. Noah, welcome back to Central Time.
It's good to be back. Thanks, Veronica.
We're going to start out today looking at the Marquette University, the latest poll from Marquette University. What did we find out?
So as one would expect, given the season that we're in, it looked at the presidential race. The headline here is, you know, that no single candidate looks to be really pulling away at the moment, at least in a convincing manner. It showed Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton basically tied on the Democratic side.
And what about the Republican side?
The poll has Donald Trump leading the pack with 30% of the vote here in Wisconsin, followed by Marco Rubio at 20% and Ted Cruz at 19%. Ben Carson and John Kasich both came in at 8% in this poll.
And so with that 30% for Trump, looks like he's got the lion's share of support. Is it as simple as that?
Right now, it looks like he certainly has most of the support. However, if you dig into the numbers a little deeper, they reveal a real split among the Republican electorate here in Wisconsin. 45% view him positively, according to this latest poll, and 45% view him negatively. And, you know, one of the big unknowns at this point is, you know, how many challengers will Trump have when the Wisconsin primary comes along? You know, right now, GOP voters are, you know, spreading their support among several candidates. If the field shrinks, you know, that could alter the dynamic we're going to see play out, you know, certainly across the country and potentially here in Wisconsin when the primary comes along.
So we've got Super Tuesday coming up, and this could be one of those winnowing factors that you're talking about for the GOP field. But barring all the unknowns, does it look like Wisconsin could still matter in the primary scene?
I think the potential is there, absolutely. You know, after March 15th, that's when Illinois, Florida, and Ohio goes to the polls. You know, the candidates will be spending a lot of time here in Wisconsin. Of course, that's assuming that, you know, we still have a lot of people in the race. You know, they're going to be spending a lot of time in Wisconsin. You know, for Sanders and Clinton, you know, Wisconsin would be a real prize. Especially for Sanders. You know, he enjoys a lot of support here, and a win, I think, would add some much-needed fire to his campaign. You know, for Clinton, it's another opportunity to add to her, you know, delegate count, which is growing.
And the Wisconsin primary, it's early April, right?
Yeah, the primary here in Wisconsin is April 5th.
So switching gears from the presidential race to just the state of Wisconsin, this poll also took a look at Governor Walker's latest approval rating. What do we see there?
Right. So the headline here is his approval rating hasn't actually budged all that much since the last poll. And in fact, hasn't moved a lot since late summer. His approval rating now stands at 39%.
And looking back a year ago, has there been movement there?
Definitely a lot of movement. His approval rating actually started to dip when he began his presidential campaign. A year ago, his approval rating hovered around 48%. Since then, of course, it's dropped around 10 percentage points. So it's certainly down if you look at what's happened in the last year.
And the poll also took a look at the Supreme Court race here in Wisconsin, too. What did we see there?
Right. And so, you know, in addition to the presidential race, this will be the other race that voters will be looking at come April. And, you know, this, too, just like the Democratic side for the presidential race, this one is looking like a real squeaker, at least at this point. State Appeals Judge Joanne Kloppenburg and incumbent Justice Rebecca Bradley are essentially in a dead heat. Among likely voters, Kloppenburg had 36% of support. Bradley had 37%. You know, that's well within the margin of error. So it's a tight race.
And what do we know about undecided voters in this big picture?
Right. So according to the poll, there were as many as, you know, 23%. And again, you know, if you dig deeper, what the poll reveals is that, you know, there's a lot of people in the state who don't know enough about either of those two candidates to actually have an opinion.
It's still early on, but is that common for voters not to be super well informed about who the candidates are?
For this kind of race, for this kind of Supreme Court race in Wisconsin, it's not all that surprising. You know, neither enjoys a high level of name recognition. Justice Bradley hasn't been on the Supreme Court bench for very long. And also the Supreme Court race is officially nonpartisan here in Wisconsin. So, you know, voters would have to dig a little deeper to figure out which candidate is aligned with their own beliefs. So, you know, those two things put together means that, you know, in the minds of most voters in Wisconsin, at least at this point, they don't know a lot about these two candidates. And so both of those candidates presumably will be spending the next several weeks trying to make sure that voters do know who they are.
We're talking right now with WPR's news director, Noah Oshchinsky, talking about the biggest headlines from around the state this week.
This is Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. And we're continuing our Wisconsin News Roundup now with Noah Oshchinsky. And Noah, what can you tell us about the appointees to the state's new elections and ethics boards?
Right. So this is some of the biggest news we've seen since the legislature and the governor decided to dissolve the Government Accountability Board late last year. And so what's happened just this past week is that the governor and party leaders have started appointing members to the state's newly created elections and ethics commissions. Those are what going to replace the GAB. And the GAB, just as a reminder, was basically made up of retired judges. This new system, these two new commissions, will be governed by partisan appointees. And what we've seen this week is the appointment of the first two appointees with these commissions.
Okay, well, let's look at that. Who were the first two appointees?
So Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald nominated Katie McCallum to the Ethics Commission. She is the Secretary of the Republican Party. And Senate Democratic Leader Jennifer Schilling appointed Ann Jacobs to the Elections Commission. And she is a personal injury lawyer from Milwaukee and an expert on election law.
Noah, do you have any sense about how these two appointees are being received?
It's early yet. It's early yet. And the GAB is, you know, still officially in charge of elections. They'll be in charge of the election coming up in April. These new commissions begin operations on June 30th. So it'll be very interesting to see between now and then who else gets appointed to these really important boards.
And we're going to wrap up with a look at Wisconsin taking part in a lawsuit over the Affordable Care Act. Set this up for us, Noah. What happened?
Right. So this is one of, you know, really several lawsuits that the state of Wisconsin has jumped into, sometimes with other states, against the Obama administration. You know, sometimes they have to do with pollution rules. This has to do with the Affordable Care Act, which, of course, is very unpopular amongst the governor and his GOP colleagues in the state. Wisconsin joined six other states in this particular lawsuit, and essentially what they're doing is they're suing to recover money that the state has had to pay out to cover these fees that were created by the Affordable Care Act. And in this case, it's what's called the Health Insurance Provider's Fee, which, as the name implies, insurance companies were supposed to pay under the Affordable Care Act in order to raise money. And in most cases, they do pay this fee, or if they are a nonprofit or work with people who come from low-income families, they are exempt from paying this fee or pay far less because they're nonprofits versus their for-profit brothers and sisters. And so this is kind of where it gets a little complicated, but I'm going to try to break it down. So we were talking about nonprofits. They don't have to pay this fee, or they pay far less of this fee. Well, here in Wisconsin, the state relies on for-profit companies to manage Medicaid. And so what's happened is the state of Wisconsin, because it relies on these for-profit companies, has had to pick up the tab for some of these fees. And Wisconsin, as I said, is just one of seven states that are in this situation, and they're trying to recover some of this money that they've had to pay out under the Affordable Care Act.
And so how much money are we talking about here?
So in 2014 and 2015, according to this lawsuit, Wisconsin spent more than $23 million paying these fees under the Affordable Care Act.
So going forward, what is the next piece of action expected to be on this? Do we know?
So it's at this point, it's up to the courts to see which direction they will go. And, you know, at this point, it's hard to say, you know, where the courts will actually land on it.
Noah, thanks a lot.
It was good to be back. Thanks, Veronica.
That was WPR News Director Noah Oshinsky bringing us up to speed on the biggest stories from around the state this week.